சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்யபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
பேஜ் 11 verse 17.
சர்வாத்மத்வாத் பரம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஶ்ரோதுராத்மதயா ஸ்திதம் நாயாஸஸ்தத்வ விஜ்ஞப்தௌ இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹ.
ஞானாத் ஏவ கைவல்யம். தி சம்சார ப்ராப்ளம் கேன் பி ரிமூவ்ட் ஓன்லி பை தி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ரியல் நேச்சர். ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் த நாலெட்ஜ் of one's own true nature. How one has to get this knowledge? As that I am Brahman, one has to claim, I have to own up my real nature, I have to claim my real nature. That is called knowledge. How can I claim I am Brahman? When I understand, alone I can claim. When I understand my real nature, then alone I can claim, I can own up. How? Sarvatmatvat param brahma. I have to understand first, this brahma is in the form of everyone's self. சர்வாத்மத்வாத். Since this Brahman is, Supreme Brahman is the Atma of everyone. That Brahman is the Atma of everyone, it is the Atma of myself also. So, because that Brahman is all-pervading in the form of inner self, in every being, therefore, that Brahman must be available here also. We have to do some inquiry. Shastra says Brahman is all-pervading, sarvatmakaha. Once Brahman is sarvatmakaha, that Brahman must be available here also. Then who am I? That Brahman I am, because Brahman pervading here. I am not this body-mind complex. So we have to renounce anatma, three shariramp and chidabhasa, ahankara. We have to drop. How to drop? Disown, disidentify and own up that atman. In this mixture, I have to claim I am atma. These five, four, among these five fingers, you remember, Karana Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Sthula Shariram, and this Chidabhasa. These four are not my real nature. They are only my instruments. I am only Satyam. That is sarvatmatvat param brahma. Brahman is remaining as shroturatmataya sthitam. That samashti brahma, all pervading infinite brahman, shroturatmataya. Shrotuhu means the student who is listening. Vedanta dindima. Shroturatmataya. That brahman is all pervading. Therefore, that Brahman is in the form of the self of the listener, the student. That line you have to underline. Shroturatmataya. The one who is listening Vedanta scriptures, that listener is none other than Brahman, because Vedanta says that Atma is this self. I am Atma, Brahma. Second line, Acharya says, this knowledge is very, very easy. Na ayasaha tattva vignaptau. To understand this truth, vignaptau means to gain this knowledge. To attain this knowledge is very, 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 very easy. How many very I can use? Very. Not Tamil, okay. Tamil very. English very. Very, very easy. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam kartum sukham. Susukham kartum avyayam. Susukham, very comfortable. Ayasam is not there. Shrama is not there. No difficulty at all. Vignaptau ayasaha na asti. Nayasaha means na ayasaha. There is no tiresome. There is no tiresome. Who says? Vedanta dindimaha. Vedanta says, pratyakshavagamam, direct knowledge, easy knowledge. It's very, very easy. For prepared student, it is easy. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, Shloka 18. Aihikam chamushmikam cha. Aihikam chamushmikam cha. Kapantam karma sanchayam. Chetva brahmaiva vigneyam. Iti Vedanta dindimaha. Brahmajnanam is very easy. Where is difficulty in? Difficulty is not in attaining brahmajnanam. Difficulty is in dropping our vasanas. There is difficulty in dropping our wrong notions. Difficulty in dropping our desires. There is difficulty. There is difficulty in following sense control, mind control. All these are difficult. Brahmajnanam is not difficult. Lot of our raga dveshas to drop, it's very difficult. Once you reduce them, you need not drop totally. Once you reduce them, that itself helps you. Ayasa is only in karma, not in jnana. That's what he wants to say now in this shloka. Aihikam cha amushmikam cha tapantam karma sanchayam. Karma sanchayam, when you are acquiring lot of punya through karma, by performing actions, acquired through the performance of rituals, what you acquire? Punya. Karma sanchayam aihikam cha amushmikam cha. Aihikam ante ihaloka sambandhi aihikam. That pleasure belongs to this world. Aihikam means those sense pleasures belong to this universe, this world. Aihikam. Worldly pleasures are amushmikam. Amushmikam means heavenly pleasures. People do lot of karmas, activities to get either worldly benefits or heavenly benefits. These karmas, tapantam, they are, tapa means dukkham. They give dukkham at the end. Tapa antam means what? At the end they give dukkham. They come with smiling face first. Slowly they go away. So tapantam, they give dukkha when they are leaving us. They give dukkha when they are leaving us. What? worldly pleasures and heavenly pleasures. Sapantam. Therefore, chetva. Give up them. All karmas, performance of all these karmas, give up. Arjane dukkham, vyaye dukkham, nashe dukkham, kimartham dukkha bhajanam. Arjane dukkham, how much pain involved, and as you are earning money, how much dukkha is there? Arjane dukkham, vyaye dukkham, as you are spending also there is a dukkha, because pocket is becoming empty. So dukkha is involved. Sometimes nasha, total, it will disappear. Whatever you have acquired, nashe dukkham. Not only money, any wealth for that matter. Even your own health itself is a wealth. To get arjane, arogyam, arjane, how much dukkha is there? Arogya arjane dukkham. Once you are spending your energy, there is a lot of pain again. For arogya sake, you are doing a lot of exercise. There is also pain. If you walk sometime, you will get knee pain. Arjane dukkham, vyaye dukkham. Once your health goes away, parama dukkham. There is no sukha at all, sapantam only. Physical, mental level, financial level, so many aspects, if you see, dukkham only is there. So, having given up, chetva, what you have to do? Brahmaiva vigneyam. May you understand Brahman. Brahma vichara alone is the solution to be free from tapa. Otherwise, tapatrayam will be there. Tapatraya sagara majnanam. Three tapani. Adhibhautika dukkham, adhidaivika dukkham, adhyatmika dukkham. Three tapani. Therefore, Brahmaiva vigneyam. May you understand Brahman alone. How you should understand? By Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. Brahmaiva vigneyam. Whatever karma you do, it gives a phalam in time. Within time it comes, within time it goes. Karma phalam has got arrival and departure. Whatever phalam you get by performing one karma, it has a stipulated time. Time duration is there. After that time duration is over, that karma phalam is over. That is why it is called phalam. Karma phalam, why it is called phalam? Phalgutaya liyate iti phalam. Phalgutaya, once it is ripened, what happens to that fruit? Liyate, it disappears slowly. Like that, here Acharya quotes, commentator quotes that Chandogya Upanishad, Prajapati Vidya, Yachadeha Karmatito Lokaha, Shiyate, Eva Meva Amutra Punyatito Lokaha, Chiyate, Shiyate. Yatha Iha, in this world, Yatha Iha, Karmajitaha Lokaha. This Loka, Karmajitaha means what? We are born out of Punya Karma. Now it is going, what karma is going on? Prarabdha karma is going on. Once your prarabdha is over, once our prarabdha is over, all of us have to vacate. Karma chito lokaha kshiyate. Iha. In this world, prarabdha karma is exhausted. What about the sanchita karma? Sanchita karma will remain there. Not only that, whatever you have acquired swarga lokaha, that also, eva meva amutra. You go to swarga loka, punya is over, then tetam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam shine punye martya lokam vishanti. Kuvam river vishanti. Near Chennai, Kuvam river. The Lakeview apartments and irukka, therimo? lake view apartments they put. You can have an apartment near the river. What river is available in Chennai? What river available in Chennai other than Koovam? Everywhere Koovam is available. So again you come back from heavenly pleasure. Amutra punya jitaha lokaha. That loka which you have acquired by punya, that loka also kshiyate. But Brahman na kshiyate. Therefore, any amount of karma will not give you satisfaction. Punya karma will perish one day or other. Therefore, get jnanam. Don't struggle to acquire worldly pleasures by doing this and that. Don't struggle to go to Swargaloka by doing that ritual and this ritual. Then what to do? Brahmaiva Vigneyam. Attend Vedanta class. And children, may you attend Vedanta class. Next shloka. 19.
Advaita-dvaita-vādau dvau. Sukshma-sula-dashāṁ-gatau. Advaita-vādān mokṣa-syāt. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Advaita Dvaita Vadav Dvav. Vadav means arguments. People argue Dvaita and Advaita. These are the two. Dvaita means Bheda Vada. Dvaita Vada means Bheda Vada. He is different, she is different. This is different from that, that is different from this. This is what we are born with, this knowledge. All of us born with what? Bheda Jnanam. She is different, he is different. Animal is different from bird, bird is different from animal. Trees are different from mosquitoes, mosquitoes are different from trees. All of us know this. We need not go to any university to learn this. By birth itself we know. Even animals have this Bheda Jnanam. Animal knows that when you bring the grass, the cow comes towards you. When you take the stick, it runs away. It knows the Bheda of that stick and grass difference. Your pet dog also, your pet cat also knows Bheda. Yajamana comes, it comes, moves its tail and comes. Some other new person comes, it barks. Veda it knows. So it is very natural. Veda buddhi, dvaita buddhi is very natural. So that is a philosophy. Veda jnanam we are all having. We need not struggle. So the age difference, Veda we know. Color complexion difference we know. All Bheda Jnanam is what you can call intrinsic for us. This Bheda Jnanam, which is Ajnanam, intrinsic. Very natural, everybody is having. So what? Let us have Bheda Jnanam, Dvaita Jnanam, duality. Dvaita means what? Duality. Vera-veraha teriyarade. Varieties. Very nice, no? Dvaita Jnanam. Nice only. It has got novelty, it has got beauty, it doesn't have stability in them. Dvaitam doesn't have stability. Dvaitam attracts you all the time. Different names, different forms, different colors, all will attract us. But you go on enjoying the dvaitam, one day or other, it leaves you in what? In a desert. You struggle like anything, it leaves you in desert. Like desert. Okay, don't think really. No, it leaves you desert in the sense, it leaves you in sorrow. Na. How? Na. Bheda buddhi. Whereas Advaitam always gives ananda. Advaita, Dvaita Vadau Dvau. why Veda attracts people, why people are attracted to anatma, shariram and family, people, children, means because sthulatvat. He says sthula dasham gatau, sukshma sthula dasham gatau. Respectively, you have to put advaitam is having the aspect of subtlety. Sukshma dasha means advaita, the non-dual Brahman has got the subtlest aspect. Sukshma means subtlest. Subtle, subtler, subtlest. Subtlest aspect. Dasha means aspect. Dvaita has got gross aspect. Gross means sthulam. Sthulam means gross, which is visible, available for perception. So people generally grasp the gross one. Why? Our sense organs are made only for that. They can grasp only gross things. They cannot grasp the subtle things. Advaitam Brahma, non-dual. Advaita means what? Non-dual. Ekam. Advaitam Brahma is subtle, very, very subtle, sukshmatvat. Sukshmam, very subtle. Therefore, people cannot grasp easily. People cannot grasp easily. That is why sukshma sthula dasham gatau. Advaita vadan moksha. Whatever I grasp only, I want. Suppose you say, whatever I cannot grasp with subtle Brahma, why I have to bother about that Brahman who is intangible, invisible, no room, no form, no color, no hands, no legs, no eyes, achakshuhu, apani, apadam. Such a Brahman who wants? I want some grass, something grass which is grass like, you know. Grass means it is not worth to have. But unfortunately, our all sense organs goes outwards which are grass. That's why many people, Vedanta class is very subtle. They won't come. Why? It is subtle. Suppose you talk some gross matters, subjects, they will come. Then the scientists are also always talk about what? Either energy in motion or matter in energy form. They talk that only. They cannot talk about consciousness and all. Because it is beyond data, beyond any instruments, Brahman. Very difficult. You require drishyatet agriyaya buddhya sukshmaya sukshma darshibhihi. This Brahman can be grasped, this Advaita Brahma can be grasped by only those seekers who are having subtle mind. To understand the subtle one, you require what mind? Gross mind or subtle mind? Subtle mind. Like that, in railway station, they measure, you know, weight, suitcase and all. That weighing machine, how big it is. You go to that Tangamani, when the gold they measure, how much that measurement, have you seen that measurement? Very, very delicate. Even you put a small, that kadig, and the kadig and the alavuk, put a kuda, it shows the difference. Can that railway station weighing machine shows that? Because that is gross, this is subtle. You require a subtle measurement. It cannot show that small difference. That's why some weighing machines also won't show that difference. So therefore you require the difference. That is a gross weighing machine, this is subtle weighing machine. Madre, our mind also, which is gross weighing now. Anatma, we are giving weight to Anatma because our mind is a gross weighing machine now. it is giving weight for gross matters. Once your mind becomes subtle, then your mind will become what? Subtle measurement. Like subtle measurement, your mind tries to understand the subtle Atma. Therefore, convert your gross mind into subtle mind. You are already understanding with gross mind gross things. We are already understanding gross things with gross mind. What are we going to do with gross mind? All gross things are peripheral, temporary. They are not going to give any ananda. Therefore, convert your gross mind into subtle mind. That is why Upasana, Ashtanga Yoga, all are meant to give subtle mind. Whose ways? Yamadharma Raja tells in Katopanishad, Drishyachet Agriya Buddhya Sukshmaya Sushmadarshi. Let us have Sukshma Buddhi now. Why? Atma Advaitam Brahma is Sukshmam. That means many people are not coming to Vedanta class. They are not understanding. Even they come to class, they managed to come to class, but they cannot understand. So their minds, still they are gross. Okay, they have to become subtle, more subtle. Advaita vadan mokshaha. Why I have to convert my gross mind into subtle mind? To understand the subtle Brahman. Advaita vada. Advaitam Brahma. This alone is the truth. That vada. Standing on that statement. Dvaitavadi says Brahman is different, Jiva is different, Ishvara is different. I am Dasa, Swami. So I am happy in saying Dasoham instead of saying Soham. I am comfortable by saying Bhagavan is my savior. This is called Dvaita Buddhi. Our Bhagavan, I am Gabhavan. Okay. Ishvara, the Lord, how can I be the Ishvara? So I am very comfortable, very happy in Dvaitam, in Dasoha Bhavana. It is called Dvaitavada. Suppose you say Dvaitavada, Dvaitadhi Bhayam Bhavati. Dvaitadhi Bhayam Bhavati. You go on separating, Bhagavan is different, Ishvara is different, somewhere in Vaikuntha, Kailasa, I am here suffering. Oh Bhagavan, come and save me. Suppose you say that Dvaita Bhavana will not give you ananda. You are always miserable. What? Miserable bhakta. Bhakta, but miserable bhakta. So come out of that misery and Advaita Vadat Moksha. Now you have to differentiate. What is that? Dvaitavada, Advaitavada. Dvaitavada means Bhagavan is different, I am different. Aldhane Swamini, correct? Shastra says, no, that is only for Upasana, Puja for some time, for few decades. Afterwards, you have to say, Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Brahman. That Paramatma, I, the Jivatma, are one and the same. This is called Advaita Vada. Advaita Vada. How can I be different from God? Appadi sollanum. How can I be different from that Ishvara? So Ishvara's Atma and my Atma are one and the same. This Atma is real, that Atma is real. Ishvara Upadhi and Jiva Upadhi both are unreal. This is called Advaita Vada. If you do this vada, vada means no, not only argument. Vada means stand on this point, conviction. Conviction on this point, that alone is mokshaha. Advaita vadat mokshaha. Syat. Moksha is possible only by advaita vada, not by dvaita vada. Okay, we are already in Dvaitavada. What sukham we are having in Dvaitavada? No sukha. Therefore, come to Advaitavada. Join in my party. Join in my party. Who's this? Vedanta Dindimaha. This is the declaration, proclamation of all our Vedantic scriptures. Next shloka, 20.
Karmino vinivartante nivartanta upasakaha jnanino na nivartante iti vedanta dindimaha.
In previous shloka 19, that Ishavachyopanishad Shruti commentator quotes, ko mohaha kashokaha ekatva manupashyataha. We saw Ishavachyopanishad long ago. The one who sees ekatvam atma ekaha. When we get atma jnanam, advaita jnanam, in vyavahara, dvaita continues. Okay. People have a lot of confusion here. After advaita jnanam, everything appears as atman. Everything appears as usual before. Better it should appear like that only. Husband appears differently. Wife appears to husband differently. No. Advaita jnana anantaramati, dvaita anubhava, it appears as it is. It should not disappear. Whatever you eat, the food items are as it is. I am advaitam brahma. Everything is appearing as same. Vyavahara kale dvaitam jnanam, no, internal knowledge vishaye advaitam. Vyavahara kala means what? When you are transacting, let the dvaitam continues. Ladies are ladies, gents are gents. Sarvam advaitam swamini, any chappal I can wear. You are not supposed to wear. Sizes are different. You cannot wear like that. So, vyavahara is vyavahara. Advaitam, trishulokeshu, na advaitam guruna sahana. So, advaitam you can keep inside. Internal, paramarthika satyam that is. Not vyavahara samaya. I see everyone equally because everyone is Brahmananda. How can you see equally? There are a lot of portfolios differently. You cannot take. Everyone is equal. Brahmana karma, Shudra can do, Shudra karma, Brahmana can do. No, you should not say like that. So, rituals are different according to Varnashrama dharma. All are different. Vyavaharikataya, you have to maintain vyavahara, duality you have to maintain. But what is one is atma, not shariram. Shariams are different, relations are different. They are all maintaining. But you understand there is no satyatvam in vyavaharika satyam only, that is not paramarthika satyam. That alone you have to understand. Don't mix up and mess up. Vyavaharika satyam is not absolute. Aidi Brahman is absolute. Don't disturb by vyavaharika vyavahara. Relative in transactions will not disturb me. Aidi Atman. Udaram antaram kurdru krute adatasya bhayam bhavati. The one who differentiate from that person, this person, the atma standpoint, bhayam bhavati. Bhayam will be there. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Abhayam fearlessness comes when I see the true atman and as I interact with vyavaharika prapancha. I see the differences. Outside differences. But those differences are not real. I maintain that the differences. I handle them differently only. But that handling the differences of the vyavaharika pramancha will not disturb me. That is important. Very, very subtle. Nirdosham hi samam brahma. Sakshat kartum anishvarahan. So very difficult for people to understand this. It takes a lot of time. You require lot of time and you have to understand a lot about Shastra. Then only you can implement. Until that time, doubts are galore. So, for Umaya, patiently you have to listen. Now he says, here, how can Advaita alone give moksha? Why not Dvaita? Why this dual world, Vyavaharika Prapancha, cannot give me Shanti? Advaita alone gives Shanti, Ananda. Because he says in this shloka, Karminaha vinivartante upasakaha nivartante. Any amount of karma, karminaha means a person who performs yajna, dana, tapas, karma, lifelong karma, those people, they go maximum to heaven. Vinivartante, they will come back. They will come back. What about upasakas? Upasakas are also same story. They also come back. Nivartante. Nivartanta is there because of some grammar rule. Nivartante it is. Not printing mistake. Once it is followed by an oval, it is nivartanta. But when you split it, nivartante, upasakas, the people, devata upasana, who perform those upasakas, karma means yajna karma, dana karma, tapas, austerities, so many karmas. Upasakas means Anjaneya upasaka, Devi upasaka, Rama upasaka, Krishna upasaka, all of them also, they come back. When that punya is over, if you perform karma, yajna dana tapas karma for chitta shuddhi, you get jnana yogyata, you get guru prapti, shastra prapti, moksha. These karmas they do for higher lokas, sakamataya, when they do sakamataya, for selfish motive, to get higher pleasures, they go and enjoy that phalam and come back. So again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. That is there. Janma travel. Janma travel. Again, womb to tomb. Again, travel. They have to Shukla gati, Krishna gati. Like that. Upasakas also, they will come back because if you do nishkama upasana, alone, you go to Brahmaloka. Sakama upasana, if you do, you go to Brahmaloka, you will come back. After going to Brahmaloka also, you will come back if you won't attend Brahmaji's class. If you study from Brahmaji there and attain Krama Mukti. If you won't study there also, Brahmaji is taking class. He is not attending class. What will happen? After some time, go vacate. Either you have to attend the class here, get Sajiva Mukti, or you have to go to Brahmaloka and study from Brahmaji, get Krama Mukti. Any Mukti is possible only through Jnanam, Shravanam, Vidamatam. Cannot escape. Any amount of karma and upasana will not give, that person will take birth definitely. Why? That karma phalam you enjoy, it will be over. What about your sanchita karma? That is ready. And agami karma, what you have acquired, it has gone into sanchita. Sanchita, sanchi has got increased its weight. Again it comes to some portion, prarabdha you take and come back. How many janmas you have taken like this? Do you want to travel once again? Want to travel? Travel is difficult only, you know. Here itself you can say, that's why it says, Jnaninaha nanivartante. Jnanis will not come back. Non-returnable journey. Karma, karminaha, for a person who performs sakama karma, they will come back. a upasaka, sakama upasaka also come back. Then I don't want to come back. You are all nodding your head like this. Vertically, horizontally. Vertically you are nodding your head. Horizontally. Horizontally. Okay, you are nodding your head. No, we don't want to travel. If you don't want to travel, this is the second line. Jnaninaha nivartante. You don't want to travel. You want to stop your travel. You have to become a jnani. Because jnaninaha only na nivartante. So you have to become jnani now. How to become a jnani? Jnaninaha nivartante. How can you become a jnani? By getting jnanam. How can you get jnanam? By taking jnana yoga. What I have to do in jnana yoga? Shravana manana nididhyasana. Appa, what a program, Swamini. So big program. Then what? No travel, you have to become a jnani. To become a jnani, you have to study scripture. Jnaninaha na nivartante. They will not again get punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam will not be there for them. Iti Vedanta dindimaha samyogaha viprayogantaha dese. Any association bound to have dissociation. I have association with Swargaloka, dissociation will be there. If you have association with Brahmaloka, again dissociation from Brahmaloka. If I have association with Brahman, dissociation. Where is association? There must be dissociation. Here there is no association with Brahman. Why? Brahman happens to be myself, fortunately. There is no question of association with Brahman. Why? Brahman is not different from me. I am Brahman. Since there is no association, there is no question of dissociation. See the logic here. So, jnaninaha na nivartante iti Vedanta dindimaha. Here, Mundaka Upanishad says, jaramrutyum te punare mapayanti plavahyeti adhura yajnarupaha ashtadashoktam avaram yeshu karma etat chreyo ebhinandanti mudhaha ஜராமத்தியும் புனரேவாபியந்தி. ஆல் அதுடாக கர்மா, ஃப்ளீட்டிங் கர்மா, கர்ம பலம் தே டேக் டு அண்ட் தே என்ஜாய் ஃபார் சம் டைம் அண்ட் தே கம் பேக். ஜராமத்தியும் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ், திஸ் இஸ் டெத். ஓல்ட் ஏஜ், திஸ் இஸ் டெத். ஐ வாண்ட் ஜென்ம சுவாமி, நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த். ஜென்ம அலாங் வித் யுவர், you have to accept other three also. Janma is nice, you want to enjoy. Other three, old age, disease, death. Are you ready to accept three also? Okay. No, Swami. Then you have to. Old age, disease and death. Jayate, mriyate. Whereas, jnaninaha, na jayate, na mriyate, kadachit. Not easy. The Mundaka Upanishad, not only that, Kathopanishad also says, yatha karma yatha srutam yoni manye prapadyante shariratvaya dehinaha sthanu manyen sanyanti yatha karma yatha srutam. As you do karma, so the phalam. So again and again this person enter in another womb. Therefore, wise people, they never brahma bhuvanan loka punaravarti norjuna. Bhagavad Gita also vesa mamupetya tu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. Mamupetya, if you attain me, no punarjanma. Swamini, punarjanma nice. If I born as a human being with a golden spoon, nice only. Yes, nice only, but old age. Wheelchair. ventilator. Disease. ICU. That's why doctor always come and see you there, no? That's why it's called ICU. Intensive care unit. Intensive care unit. ICU means what? Doctor always comes and say, ICU. Along with golden spoon, you have to carry some wheelchair, some ventilator, some oxygen cylinder. All they put there and struggling for breath, you know. Lot of problem. So many problems. Not only physical, what about mental agony? Mental agony. Death struggle, adivere, marana bhayam. All these why? Punarjanma na vidyate. Who, for whom? Vedanta Dindima students. They are all free. They are all free. Who says? Lord Krishna says. Then what we have to say? Yes, Krishna, they are all free and so on. Hey, Krishna, that is true. They are all free, as you said. But Lord Krishna will be angry with us. You have to say what? I am free. Okay. Next shloka. 21.
Paroksha satphalam karma. Jnanam pratyaksha satphalam. Jnanam eva abhyaset tasmat. Abhyaset tasmat iti vedanta dindimaha.
As long as you have karma, if you get jnanam, sanchita karma cannot be burnt. Agami karma cannot be avoided. Prarabdha karma you exhaust with suffering, but they continue. So, just as the vehicle travel as long as petrol fuel is there. Okay. Similarly, this body vehicle, sukshma shariram, vehicle travel as long as karma fuel is there. As long as karma fuel is there. Some people think, I am exhausting my papa karma, Swamini. I don't have janma next. They say that. I am exhausting my papa karma, therefore I am free. What about sanchita karma? You have accumulated from many janmas that can be burnt only by jnanam. Only jnanam. Jnanagni dagdha karmanam. Jnanatya only sanchita karma can be burnt. Agami karma can be avoided. Care of tattva bodha. Prarabdha you exhaust. You are free. Sanchita free. Agami free. Prarabdha almost free. Even this prarabdha also will not afflict you. Once jnana suryodaya comes, jnana suryodayam, sunrise comes, stars appear, they won't appear. They are there or not? They are there. Similarly, once this jnanam, surya udayam takes place, aham brahmasmi, all my shadurmaya, body pains, na prana level, that thirst, hunger, all these things continue, but they are insignificant. Raga, dvesha, at mind level, and vital level, prana level, pachi, daham, hunger and thirst. At body level, vyadhi, jara. These shadurmayaha, they are six. Put together, shadurmi. At body level, prana level, mind level. They are bound to be there even after you become a jnani. After Brahma jnanam also they continue. But they become like daytime stars. They are insignificant. They will not affect you. They become insignificant. Why? Jnana surya. Because of jnana. In front of that aham brahmasmi. This is the benefit of moksha. Understand? This is the benefit of moksha. Body, birth, death and body's disease will not afflict me. Raga dvesha will not afflict me. Even hunger, thirst, they are bound to be there, but they will not afflict me. Now in this shloka, another benefit of this jnana phalam, he says, karma phalam is paroksham, jnana phalam is pratyaksham. Paroksham karma phalam, indirect. Karma phalam will not come. It is adrishta phalam. Heaven you can go when? When? After death only you can go to heaven. It is adrishta phalam. Remote phalam. It takes time. Not only that, paroksham, it is indirect, it is not perfection. It is asat also. Karma phalam is temporary. Asat means temporary, impermanent, anityam. Any karma phalam is anityam. Why you have to vote for asatya, anitya, paroksha karma phalam? Whereas moksha, jnanam, jnanam that which gives moksha is pratyaksham satphalam. Pratyaksham means nitya phalam. Pratyaksham means direct. Sat means nitya phalam. Nitya phalam, nitya praptihina. Jnanam eva abhyaset. Since jnanam alone is nityam, it gives nitya phalam and it is only permanent. Nitya phalam and pratyaksham also. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. It is direct. Aham Brahmasmi. No doubt in that. Who is that Brahman? I am. I am Brahman is a direct knowledge. It is not an event happened in course of time. Here, now itself, am I Brahman or not? Sure. This is called aparoksha nitya phalam. When I am Brahman? After going home, I become a Brahman. Is it anityam? I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be Brahman. I am not going to become Brahman. After understanding Vedanta, Swamini, after completing Brahma Sutra, I become Brahman. No. I recognize, the moment I recognize, I am Brahman. Atraiva Brahma Samashnute. Here, now, itself. Desha Kala Avadibhyam. There is no space-wise limitation or time-wise limitation for this knowledge. Here itself, in spite of mosquitoes biting, am I not Brahman? I am Brahman only. But mosquitoes are biting whom? Anatma or Atma? Anatma, that too, sukshma shariram or sthula shariram? If I call you here, you will give a lecture. I know that all of you, you are very, very informed. I am very happy. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.